Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
The scripture says, God demonstrates his own love toward us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. How does God demonstrate the fact that he loves us? The scriptures abundantly teach that he does. 1 Peter 5 verse 7, Peter said, we're to cast all our cares on the Lord. Why? Because he cares for you. God cares deeply for each individual soul, each individual person, but how is it that God demonstrates his love toward us? One of the great ways that God demonstrates his love toward mankind is in the fact that he provides for his children both physically and spiritually. Christians don't have to worry, don't have to fret, and don't have to wonder about the physical and spiritual needs of this life. God's love has promised that he will take care of those. Listen to James 1 verse 17. James said, every good and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there's no shadow or variation of turning. God's love makes every good and perfect gift available, accessible to the child of God if he'll only take advantage of that. Now, one of the greatest gifts God has given to us, of course, is the fact that we can know his will and know the way of salvation. The Bible says it's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through knowledge of God's will. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. I can have all spiritual blessings in Christ. Ephesians 1, verse 3. I don't have to worry and I don't have to wonder. I can know for a fact that I'm saved and that I'm living right if I follow the Bible. 1 John 5, verses 13 through 16. But another great gift that God has given us is the promise that he'll provide for all our physical needs in this life as well. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said in verse 24 following, don't worry about the body, what you're going to put on it, clothing or food, what you're going to eat. He says God takes care of all those. He's willing to care and take care of you and make sure you're provided for. And then he gives some illustrations. He says, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't have to go out and work for it, and God takes care of them. Look at the lilies of the field. God takes care of them. They bring up beautiful flowers. Look at Solomon arrayed in all his glory. And Jesus said, aren't you of more value than they? Jesus said then in Matthew 6, verse 33, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all these things, food, shelter, clothing, will be provided for us. And so one of the great blessings for the child of God is that we have everything provided if we do our part. If we're willing to seek the kingdom first, obey God's will, God's promise to take care of us. I love the words of Philippians 4, verse 19. Paul said this, my God shall supply all your needs, not your wants, not your luxuries, but all your needs in Christ Jesus. David spanned life, and he saw one gnomic truth. Psalm 37, verse 25, David said, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God will provide for his own. And so how do I know? How has God demonstrated his love for me? Think about it. If you faithfully follow the Word, if you live your life in accord with the teaching of Jesus, both your physical and your spiritual blessings will be taken care of. This is why we don't worry, why we don't fret, and why we're not concerned about the daily cares of life. And so be sure, God loves you and God loves me more than we'll ever know. Our responsibility is to obey His commands. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. God loves you. The question now is on us. The burden is on us to prove our love for God by obeying His will. Is your life in accord with the teaching of Jesus? Are you sure that you've obeyed the gospel? Have you heard the Word? Have you believed in Jesus? Have you repented and changed your life? Did you make the good confession, Acts 8, verse 37? And have you been baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins? Be sure, if you've done those things, and if you're living faithful to God's Word, God loves you and He will provide for your every need, both physical and spiritual.